I don't think we've met before, but I'm the referee on this field.
Leinster could offer me $5 million a year, I wouldn't go.
It is Tommy Moore!
Robbie Weekly.
Little reverse pass.
Hello, welcome to the Aviva Stadium. Ireland back to winning ways, 22-19 against Argentina tonight. But another bit of a mixed and strange performance from Andy Farrell's men. Kieran Kennedy here, and I'm joined by Murray Kinsella. And Murray, I'm not sure where you really start with that. There's a lot that Ireland will have liked in that performance, but a lot that they'll be frustrated with as well.
Well, it was really, really nervy stuff right at the end when Argentina broke through and get into their 22, and you think they may just pull off their first ever win in Dublin. They'll be frustrated not to get it with a chance like that late in the game, but Ireland just about had the grit to fight back and hold on and force a knock on at the back of the ruck. A really nervy second half. They failed to score in the second half after putting themselves in a good position at 22-9 at the break, and even at that they probably allowed Argentina to chip away with those 9 points, a few errors allowing them to get a bit of scoreboard reward. But three tries suggested there was maybe more to come, and it never did. They'll be really disappointed not to have kicked on from that good halftime position. The error count kind of rose again. You think of Crowley kicking out in the full, Hansen passing into touch, a whole number of penalties, and that was a continuation certainly of the first half, and Joe McCarty was binned. The warning had kind of carried over from just before half time. So yeah, very similar really, wasn't it? There was a high error count. And listen, we've got to doff the cap to Argentina's improvement as a team under Felipe Contepomi. They came having earned lots of respect. They earned more of it here. They very nearly pulled off a big win, but I think Ireland will be frustrated with lots of aspects of their performance again.
Yeah, we might start with what Ireland did well tonight, and there was so much intent and so much to like about the way that they started this game. There's a couple of block down kicks at the very, very start that kind of got the crowd going and felt exciting at the start. I would say there was an improved atmosphere here definitely this week, but lots of nice play at the start. Jack Crowley, a really excellent start to the game. Kind of a bit of creativity, a bit of invention, and within what, 5 minutes played, we had two Ireland tries from Crowley and Mac Hansen.
They were really efficient and clinical with the use of the ball at times. I mean, the first 2 minutes of the game were absolutely madcap. It ended with Moroni apparently scoring and seemingly scoring after two block downs, an offload, a loose offload, a high tackle, and it's Moroni who ends up back in the bin, and Ireland are pretty ruthless. All right, they score two very quick tries. Crowley finishes nicely after some powerful carrying, particularly from Keller around the back of the line out. That's the Ireland we kind of know, where they get a chance and they strike. And the second score was straight from the restart, where Henshaw breaks out up the right, and then it's Ringrose with his power through the tackle to get them into striking range, and Byrne off a long familiar Gibson Park pass puts Hansen over, and you think, what a brilliant start. And yeah, there were still elements of that in the first half, and you know, the McCarty try is another good example. It's second phase, really sharp off a line out, where Henshaw, a lovely late pass inside to Lowe to surge within a few metres, and again Gibson Park picks out the pass just short this time to McCarty. But even in dotted between those scores after that initial flurry early on are lots of frustrating bits, and 13 penalties again conceded. It's just too high, and it's allowing teams get an in into the game, and lots of them actually were just simple offside penalties. Yes, Argentina deserve credit for applying the pressure that yields that penalty, but Ireland, they've got to be just more disciplined. There's just a sloppy edge to their performances at the moment, and you know, they're just not in the kind of form we know that this team is capable of.
Yeah, and as you say, that penalty count will be particularly frustrating for Ireland, because it was so much of it was in their own control and was just down to silly mistakes they were making. And you actually felt the Joe McCarthy yellow card early in the second half was particularly good refereeing.
Well, it was coming, like, because just before half time, Ireland, in fairness, they hold out there. They get a turnover under their own posts, but they've given up three swift penalties. Dars is off twice, offside twice, and then Byrne jumps across the line out, and the warning comes. And yeah, I think fair play to Williams for sticking by his words, because often at times a referee with the halftime break in between will kind of forget that warning has come. But he was running out of patience there, and it had been coming. So clearly it's going to be a massive focus. I presume it was during the week. He's trying to get that penalty count back down underneath 10, because despite some lovely flourishes from Ireland, they're just not getting that control over a game. It's a release of pressure when they're on teams, and it's inviting pressure back onto them. So yeah, listen, that's all going to be frustrating. There's good stories in here as well. Sam Prendergast gets his debut. He got 18 minutes and had some nice touches. Thomas Clarkson, I thought, did really well in a couple of stints on the pitch. There was one bit of defensive line speed where he forced a knock on from the Pumas that was really good and kind of continuing his form this season. And of course, Keane Healy gets on to a great reception to equal Brian O'Driscoll's record, and that's pretty phenomenal stuff. So Ireland, we know they're good at celebrating that stuff, and yet there'll be that frustration there surely tonight. It'll be interesting to see what Andy Farrell has to say now, because again he looked frustrated, I thought, from early in the game, and he's not hiding it at all up in the coaching box, and he gets out the glasses at one stage almost as if he can't believe what he's seeing when there was a flurry of errors there in the second half. So just an edgy kind of campaign for them so far this November.
We're looking at down here now at the Argentina players kind of waving into the crowd, and there was plenty of Argentina supporters here tonight, and they certainly made themselves heard. We're all aware, I think, of the attacking threats Argentina had in their team coming here tonight, and they probably didn't fire as many shots as they would have liked, but there were a few flashes of real brilliance. And we have to talk about Juan Cruz Malia's try, because it was just a wonderful piece of inventive attacking rugby.
They came out of the blocks in the second half, with all credit to them. There was a promising attack just before that as well, and they would have been frustrated not to score just before half time. Often when you miss out in those instances, it can be quite a crippling blow, but they clearly regathered well, and Ireland probably didn't at half time. And it was a wonderful score. He identifies his opportunity, that soft, weak inside shoulder there on Gary Ringrose, who's turning in and can't land the tackle. But it's great acceleration from him there. He skips away from Doris with that tap tackle attempt, and then he rinses Mac Hansen with a beautiful step and doesn't lose too much speed and accelerates again very snappily. So it was a wonderful score from a guy who's in unbelievable form for club and country at the moment. And we probably saw more of their threat. Delgi obviously had a big break late on, and they feel they could have got a little bit more into that game in terms of their attacking stuff. Ireland had a few good defensive sets, but yeah, we saw the Pumas threat. We saw their muscular qualities. Someone like Joaquin Oviedo in the back row was a bit of a dominant kind of physical presence, and they showed that they can compete with all the big boys. That wasn't in doubt really after this year. So it's brilliant that they're really at the party now at the top level, and I'm excited to see where they can go under Felipe Contepomi. It's been a brilliant year for them, and yeah, they'll be disappointed that there was a big chance here and they just weren't able to do it.
Andy Farrell is smiling on the TV screen in front of us here now, and down on the pitch, Sam Prendergast has just been in deep conversation with Kieran Frawley and Jameson Gibson-Park. We always knew that Fiji next week was probably going to be the week where Andy Farrell would make a few more changes to his team. He might see a different type of Ireland team sent out, but the fact that it's been two pretty mixed performances in the first 2 weeks, it makes this Fiji week even more interesting, doesn't it?
You'd imagine he'll freshen up now. I think he'll be pleased with some responses from players and maybe not as much others. So you'd imagine they'll go to the squad a little bit more and have a couple more, I don't know, just a freshen up over really on the selection. But at the same time, you've really got to respect Fiji. They're playing Spain this weekend, so they'll probably come in fresh enough. And we saw in Wales that they're a growing force. They're continuing their rise, and they really have to be respected. So you absolutely don't want to be flippant with your selection and not give them the respect that's due. But whatever about the selection, there's performance things there that really focus minds, and you know, we haven't seen Ireland with the kind of flow to their game on either side of the ball really, and in all aspects of the game yet in this November. I think they'll see that as an improved performance probably. And they'll feel they were close on a couple of times, especially in attack, to doing a lot more damage. In the second half, they put the ball down a couple of times when there had been nice build-up. You think of Osborne, who I thought again was excellent off the bench, carrying, and Doris punches, and then Prendergast with a beautiful delayed pass to Lowe, and it looks like there's space, and Lowe just drops the ball. So they're getting into a few decent spots, but on the whole, there's surely a lot more to come from this team.
Yeah, it's just not quite there yet. Andy Farrell definitely wasn't happy last week, and he made that clear post-game. It'll be interesting to see how he feels about it tonight. We're going to run down and get his thoughts, and we'll have that up on the site pretty shortly. And then myself and Murray will be back with Bernard Jackman on Monday to dig through this game and the rest of the weekend's rugby in a little bit more detail. So until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you soon.
Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land.